there's a very specific feeling that creeps up on Sundays. It can start out with a general feeling of being unsettled or restless. The anxiety grows until, boom, you've caught it. The Sunday scaries. If this is you, I can help. My name is Dora Kamau. I'm a meditation and mindfulness teacher at Headspace and the host of a new Spotify-exclusive podcast called The Sunday Scaries. Sunday Scaries is out now. Tap the banner to listen for free right here on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 9.
So, you remember those flyers we picked up? Those leaflets? Saying that we should give ourselves up? Yeah, been thinking about that. Can't stop thinking about it, really. I feel like I have to know, you know? And it wasn't... Look, I couldn't go when Paul was ill. I mean, we have to stick together. And that's what I've been saying to myself since Professor Emmanuel put this thing into my hands. The prof wouldn't have given me something I shouldn't have had. I know he wouldn't. He's a good man. Always sticks to the rules. Do you know, he was the one who argued for me to get my funding. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Research Council didn't want to give it to me because I hadn't done well enough in my first degree. They were like, he won't be able to keep up. But the prof knew how excited I was about the project, and he said to me, Lawrence, he said, the most important thing is to believe what you're doing, to be excited about it. You've got the basic skills, you'll learn the rest because you want to. As long as a student is basically competent.
Yeah, he was complimentary like that, basically competent.
As long as a student has a basic skill set, I will take someone who cares deeply about the project over a passionless overachiever any day of the week.
And I feel like it's a trust that he gave me this thing, you know? He trusted me to get it where it should go.
Hey!
And he trusted me because of that. Because he knows I care about his project. And that's how I am with this, too. I'm basically competent. I can just keep walking. And other than that, I care about the thing getting to the right place, so I have to go and see. Maybe those flyers mean Charlie's been led astray herself, you know? Man, this mud's a bit thick, isn't it, Walker? Just keep going, I guess. I'll get to the other side. Anyway, I'm telling you all this because I wondered if you... Well, that's to say, well, I was thinking that maybe you and I...
Lawrence! Walker! We've been trying to reach you. You are straying into a sucking peat bog. Come back immediately.
I'm sinking!
Okay, Walker, that's good. Now step back gently, test with your feet. If it seems to be sucking you in, try another spot.
Couldn't you hear Charlie? She was trying to reach you.
Hey, who's Charlie?
It's, Charlie's what I call myself when I'm nervous. It's like my pet name for my worry. You know, like giving your anger a name. You should really have listened to Charlie, Lawrence.
We couldn't hear Charlie. We should look into that. I mean, not to be self-centred, but I'm up to my thighs in mud now and sinking. Am I going to die here?
Not if you stop struggling. I've seen these bogs before. Seen a whole pony go down, kicking and screaming into the mud.
Oh, thanks. That's very comforting. Thanks.
It's all right. We'll get you out. Here. Catch this rope.
Hey, didn't Indy get into a scrape like this?
Got it.
Now, Walker, thread it round your waist and pass it back.
Everyone, heave!
Oh, thank God.
Oh, you're covered in mud.
Oh, yeah, thanks for that, mate, yeah. I wouldn't have noticed. Thanks for the tip.
Come on, let's get moving. We have to get to the next safe house before dusk.
And you two should walk with me. Charlie is really worried.
Is it normal to talk about yourself in the third person like that?
I don't care if it's normal. We just have to walk.
There. Restored. That's pretty disturbing, guys, if your boxes just went off like that. I'm hoping the burn haven't... No, they couldn't. I need to run some full tests on nearby electronic systems.
I think it was me. I was trying to program the boxes. Because, like, I've seen the professor use them a few times in the lab. And they can pick up radio transmissions and stuff. And I thought, well, maybe as we get further from the EMP radius... I know it was stupid. I'm sorry.
But how did you even... I didn't even get a signal that the box had turned off.
Well, I don't know. I just pressed some random buttons on my box and Walker's till it worked.
Incredible.
Hey, guys. What are you talking about?
Even though I said you wanted some time alone, Jackson was very keen to come and chat.
Look at you, Lawrence. You're covered in mud. At least we're less than a mile from the safe house now.
I've been meaning to say... The safe house. That manor there in the distance?
Yep.
The one with a column of smoke rising from it?
Probably just the chimney. Probably. I hope so. Come on. Quick march! Look. Harsham House. Home. Overnight, at least.
I know I've heard the name Harsham House before. Is it famous? I feel like I've heard about it on the TV.
I don't care if it's famous. The important thing is it's not on fire.
No, just that pile of something in front of it, on the lawn. What are those?
Sure smells of gasoline. Whatever happened here?
Someone set furniture on fire out here. See? Table leg.
That's disturbing.
Come and look at this. Blood. There's blood on the door.
Look at this. Man, it looks like something happened here. Hello? Anyone home?
Look here. In the kitchen. I think it's blood. In the sink.
And on the floor.
This way station's been compromised.
But what happened here?
There's no one over here.
I'll take a look out back. Man, I love a good mystery.
Look at this. In the bath. Blood splattered and there's something. There's some sort of flesh. Smeared here. Something sticking to the plug hole. I think it's scalp with hair on. I think I'm going to be sick. Oh, no. I just hoped I'd be sick.
Go outside and get some fresh air. Walker, Emma, gather any supplies you can find in the cupboards. We have to move out.
Stenton's right. I'm sorry, guys, but you're going to have to walk on.
But it's getting dark.
Better on the road than here. Come on.
So, what do you think happened back there?
Pretty obvious. The burn got to Harsham House before us. Killed the owners.
But then, why weren't they waiting for us?
Yeah, and what did they do with the bodies? I mean, not to be grotesque, but Jackson and I had a good look round outside. No digging, nothing burned. Why take the bodies away?
We're surrounded by acres of sucking peat bog. No need to dig a grave.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
What I'm saying is, if they knew we were coming but didn't wait for us, Aren't they going to expect us to be walking on? Aren't we walking into their trap?
I don't know.
Oh, don't say that. Pretend you know, please.
We might have surprised them by getting to Harsham House. I know that name. More quickly than they expected. If they knew about the place and killed the people who lived there and threw them into the bog, then it's true, isn't it? If they did that, then why would they set a trap for us out here? They need to take us alive to preserve the devices. I think they meant to come back, clean the place up, maybe set themselves up as housekeeper or whatever, and then kidnap us while we slept. But we got here more quickly than they thought.
That does make sense.
Thanks.
If that's the case, we'll need to travel without light, so we give them no chance to spot us.
A night journey with no torches through a windswept bog full of sucking mud. This was not in the brochure when I picked this holiday. Well, there we go. The sun's just touched the horizon. Not much daylight left now.
Isn't the sky lovely? All those pink and purple rumpled clouds, like a little girl's bedspread. If the little girl was really into Disney princesses, which I never was.
My point was less about how pretty the clouds are, although they are very pretty, and more about how on earth we're going to find our way once it's properly dark.
Charlie can guide us, can't you, Charlie? Infrared imaging and so on.
Shh! You're not supposed to... Wait, where's Jackson?
I think he was trailing behind, looking at some interesting rocks.
I can't see him now. Look, it's all flat here. If he were within a mile, we'd see him. Where is he?
It's nearly night time. If he's not with us now, he'll never find us again.
We'll have to walk on without him. He'll be all right. He's an experienced wild camper. And without us along, no one's looking for him at all. Safer than us.
But where did he go? Is he following us?
Funny, isn't it? In the half dark, the trees look almost as if... Yeah, almost as if...
Almost as if they were reaching out for you.
Yeah. I didn't really want to say that. And I'm not really happy you have, but... Yeah. That is what they... Yeah.
Trees in this part of the world have to bend in high winds. Otherwise they'd break. It's how they survive.
Stay exactly on that path, all of you. Head towards the steeple you can see in the distance. I'll let you know if you steer off course.
Of course, yeah, plenty of people would pay good money for an experience like this. Nighttime Highland walk with an experienced gamekeeper. I bet you can tell us all sorts of interesting things about the plants and animals, can't you, Paul?
I could if I had a torch, yes.
So there's nothing you can...
Try not to trip over any badgers.
Right. Yep. Right. Okay. Still... Beautiful sunset, though, over the deep, dark, forbidding fairy tale woods we're heading for. Maybe there'll be rodents of unusual size. And maybe there'll be people trying to kill or capture us. Again. It's really... really dark out here. Not a house in sight. No moon. Definitely no street lamps. It's not just a bit gloomy. It's proper horror movie. Can't see my own nose. Oh my God, what's that lurking in the bushes? Please let it just be a cat. Dark.
Well, there's something in the bushes. Where? What is it?
It was a metaphor. I mean, I think it was a metaphor. Is there something in the bushes?
I don't think so. It's too dark to see.
My point, exactly.
Did you see that?
What?
A light. Out on the moor. A light. It flashed and then it was gone.
Could be the burn.
Could be a poacher. After some game.
Probably not the spirit of a wood elf come to give us some lember and a nice warm bed, I suppose.
Oh.
What's that, Emma?
I've remembered where I heard the name Harsham House.
50 best places to get murdered and dumped in a bog in Britain. Honestly, sometimes those Guardian supplements do feel like they're trying too hard.
Most Haunted. It was on Most Haunted. It's possessed by a malevolent spirit.
I'm telling you, though, it's ridiculous. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Do you know what happens to people who say that in movies, Charlie?
Don't you think there's such a thing as presence, though, Charlie? Something like, you know, not a person, but a kind of intelligence that can linger over physical objects and places. We've talked about this, haven't we? How consciousness arises in all sorts of ways. I mean, who are we to say that a house can't have a spirit?
I suppose so.
This is absurd. Lawrence, Emma, Charlie, there'll be no more talk of ghosts. We are on a dangerous mission. We can't afford to have our heads out of the game. Focus. Discipline. We will walk on in silence, moving silently. We will present less of a target to the enemy. Is that understood?
Yes.
Yes.
What the hell was that?
It's just foxes. That's their mating call.
It sounds like someone screaming in pain.
It's not.
But someone screaming in pain would sound just like that.
It's almost certainly not.
Just keep walking. It does us no good jumping at shadows.
And we're sure, we're quite sure that's foxes and not something unspeakable happening to Jackson.
It's too high to be a man's voice.
But it could be a woman. That's what the legends were about Harsham House. That someone had lived there once, a duke or a lord or something, who liked to torture his staff for fun, especially the women. The young women.
That's enough!
Look, who made you the boss of us, exactly? I mean, I know you're military and everything, but we're the ones risking our lives by carrying these boxes with us. I mean, you don't get to tell us what we can and can't say, what we can and can't do. Me, Emma and Walker, we get to decide for ourselves.
It's my duty to protect you.
You can't protect us from everything.
There's something, I don't know, something weird on my screens. Something that keeps coming and going.
Do you hear that? Tell me you all hear that.
We hear it.
Do you think it's Jackson playing some stupid funny joke on us?
Or it's the burn trying to lure us off the path?
Whatever it is, it's coming closer.
Someone's out there.
Someone. Or something.
It's not getting closer anymore.
But it's not going further away either.
Look! There! A light again. It flares up and dies away.
Could be marsh gas.
Isn't it coming from the forest, though?
Charlie, is there anything out there?
I can't see anything, but my signals are confused. It's as if something's scrambling the signal, centered on the house.
It's the burn.
I remember this on Most Haunted. When they came here, their equipment went all funny, and then there was a voice. It's the psychic forces.
Could be some kind of magnetic rock under the house.
But it didn't do that when we were arriving, in daylight.
I think we shouldn't be walking this path. I remember that too. There was a road. A road away from the house where he used to walk, dragging them behind him. It was a road, and a woman is supposed to walk it still.
There's no faith in it.
The music stopped. Listen, it stopped. It's gone.
They're coming for you.
Charlie, where are you? You have to tell us where to go.
She's gone. We're on our own.
We have to keep moving.
Why can't we use torches?
If someone's coming, they'll see us.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything. Come on. Keep moving.
Look there! There! Lights!
I see it. Steady bright light. That's not marsh gas.
Is it headlights?
No, look. It's too bright. It's a house. It's a house. Keep walking.
But there aren't any other houses near here.
Light seems to be
It's windows.
It is. It's a house. Six windows on the ground floor. All lit.
Big house. Really big.
It's...
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
We've come round in a circle. It's Harsham House again. We've got to get away.
We can't get away.
We have to think this through. I've been following the compass. There must be some magnetic disturbance.
The path. We stayed on the path. It must go in a circle.
We'll have to come off the path.
What if we...
You all hear that, don't you?
Yes. We all hear it. We'll go off the path. It's the only way to get away. Have to think it through. Have to think it through. Some magnetic disturbance. Accounts for Charlie, the compass, the noises on the headsets.
And the music. And the whispering.
Suggestion. Power of suggestion. Has to be. Has to be.
What happened in that house? Why did they kill them? Why was no one there?
Head left. Has to be left.
Yes, come on, further left. Away from the lights. Away from the...
Ah! Paul! Paul, where are you?
We must be on the edge of a cliff.
Or someone's dug a trap.
Oh, there's an old mine.
We have to sit down. We have to wait.
Wait? Wait here?
There's nothing here. There's nothing here that can't be explained. I do not believe in this nonsense. Anything real can be fought, and anything not real doesn't exist. No demons, no ghosts, no shadows. Lawrence, Walker, Emma, hold hands. Hold my hands. We're not going to leave you, Paul.
What are we waiting for? For the bird to come and get us? For whatever's here to take its revenge on us?
There's nothing here. We're waiting for... Look to the east. That's what we're waiting for.
To the east?
Look. Just look.
Oh, thank God, thank God. It's dawn. Do you all see that? On the horizon, it's dawn. I can see... I can see the edge of the cliff. I can start to see it.
You only ever have to wait until dawn. I used to say that to myself when I was a kid and my mum was... Dawn always comes.
Come in, come in. Emma, Lawrence, Walker. If you can hear me, answer me.
Yes, we can hear you, Charlie. Yes, we're okay, we're okay.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.